This is Veronica Kondratieva with Other Side Drive's Movication. Do you know your family's history, or is there an untold story waiting to be revealed? This happened to professor at the University of Utah, Dr. Enrique Alemán Jr., originally from Kingsville, Texas. As a 13-year-old boy, he was flipping through pages of his mother's Lupe Alemán High School yearbook and couldn't help but notice that his mom was several years older than her classmates. To his puzzled look, she briefly explained that she was discriminated as a child and was a part of a court case. The story resurfaced many years later, but at this time, Alemán's mother passed away, never revealing the entire story to him. He said the unfortunate circumstances motivated him to do research about his mother's past.
I never knew about it growing up, and I didn't find out about it until after she died. And so once I found out about it, I always wanted to go back and find out that history. I wanted to find out about as much as I could about the story of how that even came to be.
Experienced in research, this time he wants to take a different approach to reach the public through producing his documentary debut, Stolen Education.
I really enjoyed doing this historical documentary. To me, it's just a different way to do research and a different way to learn about our historical past.
In 1950, the small town of Driscoll, Texas, is buzzing with excitement of the first day of school. Caring parents are holding little hands of their delighted kids who are skipping by their side. But a group of 8 Mexican-American children don't share the same enthusiasm of going to the first grade. Why? Because they have already finished their first year of school, yet they have to go back to the beginning of school path. The reason to this unusual scene is that these kids were segregated by race in school and had to attend first grade for 3 years because of a claimed language barrier. The fact that they were American citizens and that their fathers served in World War II didn't deter school officials from treating these children unfairly. Not only were they racially discriminated, but they were also physically punished for speaking Spanish, which took away part of their culture and identity.
Then schools respond, we're going to segregate on the basis of language. Farmers who owned the land, owned the community, who were on not only the city council but on the school boards, had power and were able to make these decisions.
This unjust treatment of kids in the public school system led to a landmark federal desegregation court case in 1956, in which 8 of the children who were being retained had to testify, overcoming their timidity when they were only 8 and 9 years old, standing in front of a room full of strict adults. Even though school segregation was outlawed in 1954 as a result of Brown versus the Board of Education, which ordered the integration of Mexican and Black students into white schools, school districts across the nation often wiggled around the law. School districts designed new ways to segregate within schools and continued to provide an inferior education to students of color. The gentle voices of 8 and 9-year-olds resulted in the elimination of the first grade retention policy and changed educational history in Texas as well as the entire country. Now, 6 of the 8 children are still living and they are brought back together in a powerful documentary by Alemán, whom it took about 1.5 years to track them down in order to conduct the interviews. In Stolen Education, producer Alemán brings the audience to present-day Driscoll and provides an exclusive insight into the city's history through conversations with the kids that testified in court, some of whom are now in their 60s, and many others who were involved in this education policy. We also learn about how these inferior educational practices influenced these people's lives. Some were pushed out of the educational system altogether, while others continued to go to school and became educators themselves in hopes of making a difference. All of the students developed strategies to cope with the situation and went on to live meaningful and productive lives as strong members of their communities and our nation. However, remembering the events that took place many decades ago, the pain still mirrors in their eyes.
I would have made something of myself.
Alemán hopes to reveal to the audience an almost forgotten history of Texas as well as the country. He also thinks that his movie emphasizes and promotes communication within one's family.
This is a part of Texas history, part of U.S. history that is often not talked about. So I hope people will learn something about where we come from as a state. So hopefully people will learn that we all have that type of family history in some way, that hopefully they'll learn to sit and talk and cherish the time that they have with their family members.
With Stolen Education, he lifts up a curtain and sheds light on prejudices from the past and shows how they are relevant today. From the other side of radio, this is Veronica Kondrativa with Moviecation.